So, and we now have Angela Dorgan on the line, and she is organising, she's involved with First Music, but she's involved in organising the Wood Quay Festival, which kicks off on the 4th of July, where Erica Cody is going to be playing. Hello, Angela.
Hello.
So we're so delighted to have Erica here and have you on the line as well. So, Angela, do you want to tell us a bit about what's happening on the 4th of July and going forth?
So it's the Wood Quay Summer Sessions, and it's our fourth year doing this with Dublin City Council Events. And it came from an idea that, so there's free opera in the Wood Quay, it's a beautiful natural amphitheatre venue in at the Dublin City Council offices on Wood Quay. So they were programming live opera for the month of August, and we approached them with Us Music Network, Improvised Music Company, and Contemporary Music Centre about then spreading it into July and programming the four Thursdays in July to give a demonstration of all the other breadth of original music in Dublin. So, as you say, it kicks off with FMC next Thursday, and then following that is jazz, following that is contemporary, and then Music Network rounded out. So it's every Thursday for the month of July.
And what time is it on at, Angela?
It's 1 to 2.
Oh, so it's lunch breaks.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
There'll be people selling lunch, so you can come down, get your lunch, and then each of us will be giving away tickets for different events. And we're delighted, Near FM are going to be our outside broadcasters this year, our partners. And it's a brilliant event just to come down to during your lunchtime. By all accounts, we're going to have amazing weather next week. And so we're kicking it off, as you say, next week with JLOL and the amazing and beautiful and talented Erica Cody.
I can vouch for that because she's sitting right beside me. She's absolutely beautiful.
God, you have to be nice to her face. I suppose for us it was an opportunity to work together. So those other organisations, Music Network, CMC and IMC, are the resource organisations for the other genres of music in Ireland, and then we do rock and pop and indie. So it's a wonderful opportunity for us to come together and work on something, because we don't usually get that opportunity. So we've been running it now for, the first year was DCC themselves, and then we took over running it. So it's been just getting bigger and bigger every year. We get amazing turnouts. We'll be giving away tickets for different festivals that we have been given to us and gigs. And then it's a chance for Erica and JLOL then to just, you know, bring their own audiences to a free lunchtime concert, but also just be able to kind of cross-pollinate their audiences. Just and it could be tourists passing by, it could be staff from Dublin City Council, and it's just a really lovely vibe on a summer's day.
Wow, it's going to be fantastic. It really is. And this other artist, Jello, sounds very interesting as well.
So Erica Cody and Jello, so they're both probably coming from the rising urban hip hop scene.
Rising urban
hip hop. That we have at the moment. So we tend to, if we can, do multiple, as many genres as we can at these events, but also to give a taste of what Dublin sounds like. And if you're Erica or JLOL's age and you're knocking around Dublin at the minute, that's what your Dublin, that's the soundtrack to your Dublin. So that's what both of them represent for us. So we're
great.
Very excited and a wonderful chance for both of them as well to do an open air gig.
Definitely, yeah.
You know, in somewhere that's so steeped in history. So on one hand you have Viking era structure, and then on the other hand you have two of the acts that we're most excited about getting out there, just not even around Ireland, but just around the world in the next 12 months. So yeah, we're excited that they're both showcasing.
I'm so excited to do it. Can't wait, it's going to be great.
Yeah, I can't wait. And also Erica and I are husbands, so that's very important.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the hair twins. Yeah. I got inspo from Angela and I started dyeing my hair blonde.
Angela,
that's a true story.
You're just back from an indie festival in New York, is that right?
Yes, so one of the events we do is Music from Ireland, where the Irish Music Export Office, that we do in partnership with Culture Ireland. So we showcase Irish talent at 11 international events, and this particular event was is the only event we do that doesn't have a showcase at it. So we had seven managers, publishers, labels in New York meeting labels and publishers and managers from all over the world.
Amazing.
It was fantastic, I have to say. It is not hard work when you get to work in the States. It's still work, but as I say, it's not hard work, but we work hard. And it was just a week of just like-minded people from the indie sector, from Australia, Germany, France, South America, Australia, Canada, the US, the UK, and ourselves, all coming together, and we had just doing speed meetings, and they had panels on and stuff. So it was really good. It was really productive.
That sounds really, really intriguing.
Yeah, it's good. Good work.
Angela, thank you very much for that. Kicking off on the 4th of July.
So it's the 4th, the 11th, the 18th, and the 25th.
Fantastic. 1 to 2 Wood Quay, and it's called the Wood Quay Festival,
Summer Sessions.
Wood Quay Summer Sessions.
Facebook Wood Quay Summer Sessions, all the information, the times, who's playing, and all of that will be on it.
Super. Thank you very much, Angela. We'll let you go now. Thank you.
See you, Angela.
Bye.
Apologies there for the slightly bad line, but that was the wonderful Angela Dorgan, just back from the States, and she was talking about the Wood Quay Festival, which is opening next Thursday, 1 to 2, and Erica Cody, who's sitting right beside me, is going to be opening it.
I can't wait. It's going to be great.